Blog Talk Radio.
It only happens once a year, and it only happens at Homestead Miami Speedway. The world will be watching as dreams are made, hopes are crossed, and championships earned. It's Ford Championship Weekend, November 16th to the 18th. 3 days of fun for the whole family with live music, tailgating, go-kart racing, and so much more. Plus, it's the only place to witness the crowning of three NASCAR champions. Call 866-409-RACE or go to homesteadmiamispeedway.com for tickets.
Thank you. On behalf of General Tire, where anywhere is possible, drivers, start your engines!
Monday night, and it's time to get rowdy.
Catch up on This Week in ARCA and NASCAR with news and comment. Plus, you never know who will stop by for a visit. Right here on the Rowdy Maglite Show. Here's your weekly radio duo, Rowdy and Mark.
Hey, it's Monday night, and I'm ready to get rowdy. And helping me tonight is my Chi-Town duel, Jackman Jeff and Chi-Town Mark. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, Rowdy. It's Monday. I'm ready to be rowdy. As usual, I got my coffee here. I'm ready to go. I'm revved up. We weren't at any races this weekend, but we still got plenty to talk about, that's for sure. And it was kind of weird being home for a change. What about you, Jeff?
Yeah, well, got to take a little relax because, you know, it's good to be off for a week or so, get ready for the Snowball Derby. And we're going to be pretty busy that weekend, and we've got a couple more races after that. So it's always good to be off for a week or so to decompress and get ready for the finish up the year.
Get our legs ready for the Derby.
Yeah, you better be getting ready because we're down to the wire here. Guys, we got Bob Dillon, we're fixing to call in for Speed 51. And Tim Bryant at 6:50 Central Time. So, hey, guys, it's all about the Snowball Derby tonight.
Well, we got a little bit of ARCA news to talk about. Our ARCA champion this season has moved on to the Truck Series with GMS Racing. And Sheldon, good luck, and I think he'll have good success. What do you guys think?
Hey, I'm looking forward to it, guys. I mean, see Shelton in a truck next year. That's going to be awesome. I think that's going to be a great pair right there. How about you, Jeff?
Well, I agree, Roddy. You know, he's pretty versatile. You know, he's done off-road racing, you know, in the trucks. You know, he's done some road racing and stuff. So he's pretty adaptable to other cars and series. So I don't see any reason why he shouldn't be good with the trucks either.
Well, you know, the truck series was at Phoenix was covered up with some ARCA. There was several ARCA young drivers that was in the field this year with us, and it's good to see them in the trucks and hopefully moving on up.
Well, you know what, Roddy, that truck race was like, you know, I'm looking at the lineup, but I would swear we were in an ARCA race, and we were not. And, yeah, I think we had a good showing Friday night, and I think we're going to see a few more of them this coming Friday evening in the truck race as it goes down to the truck championship. And we'll be watching and looking forward to seeing who wins that championship as well as all the championships next weekend. It's a fun time to be able to watch racing and be involved in it. And next week's one of those weekends.
Well, guys, another big story out of ARCA this week was Madison is confirmed to be on 2019 schedule.
Well, I know Jeff and I are glad about that. That's our backyard, Rowdy, and we like Madison.
Well,
yeah, it's not too far of a drive for us either. So,
right. I hope that's one I might get to make this year.
We gotta
get our schedules. I've got three schedules I'm waiting on.
We're just pre 2019 schedules. Blah, blah. I knew I had to get it out of there one way or another, and I did. As soon as we get something a little more settled and we know what's going on, I think Rowdy's going to, once he gets a taste of it, he's going to be back more often, folks.
Well, I'm just getting over the Dirt Nationals, the Outlaws. That was, guys, I'm going to tell you, that one's they have their own following. They have a large crowd that follows that, and they don't care if it's muddy or not. They enjoy it. Looks like they enjoy it. Having their boots on. They were prepared. I wasn't.
Yeah. They were rowdy. The dirt crowd is a race crowd, but it's different than the asphalt scene. They're both great in their own ways, and this was probably the dirt racing's biggest event of the year, and we were able to experience it and watch it, and we had a great place to watch it from. And thanks again, everybody at Charlotte Speedway, Eric and Haley and the gang, for taking care of us. So
Randy,
we're looking forward
to
being back next spring for the ARCA race at the big track. We need to experience the big track, Rowdy. Jeff's been there, so it's our turn, buddy.
Well, guys, getting back to Five Flags here, I told Jeff, I don't know if you know yet, but I told Mark I'm hopefully going to represent us up down at Pensacola when they go to Beef O'Brady's on Tuesday night.
Yeah, Mark was telling me you were going to be there.
The first time I seen it, I always thought it would be a cool place to go and hang out.
You're going to see everybody and everything. There's going to be a lot of race celebrities there, Rowdy. A lot of short track race celebrities and a few other just pure race celebrities. So you'll see the gamut of it all. And I wish Jeff and I could be there with you.
The short track racing.
Yeah, yeah. The entries went up a little bit this week. There's 51 super late models and 47 pro late models entered now at the Derby and the Snowflake. So,
I've seen that, Mark. That's pretty incredible. Yeah. How many days
we're
going to
have
anybody?
A few more.
Jeff. Well, listen, guys. Hey, why don't we bring our next guest on?
Okay.
All right. Everyone, I'd like to welcome back to the Rowdy Maglite Show, Bob Dillner with Speed 51. Welcome back to the Rowdy Maglite
Show.
Hey,
Nate. Nice to be with you guys. I feel like I've been bumping into you guys a few times this year. ARCA races, World Finals at Charlotte. Are you stalking me?
I tell you, Bob, my dad always
are
said
you stalking
try to
us?
Hang out. We're good. I think we're stalking y'all. I tell you, hey, listen, short track racing, man, I'm telling you, it's exciting. Dirt track racing,
it is.
That was the most exciting weekend last weekend, Bob. I've been to it a long time. I mean, really. A whole weekend of people who love stomping in mud.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. I'm telling you. Hashtag more short tracks. I lived by that mantra for a long time and was blessed to do NASCAR for 17 years, but I'm having the time of my life right now doing everything that I am with MAV-TV, the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series, the ARCA Racing Series, short course racing, sprint cars, super late models, speed51.com. I literally... You know, I'm having so much fun, more fun than I ever have.
Well, Bob, kind of get that show started down there at Beef O'Brady's on Tuesday night, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a blast. Snowball Derby kickoff party Tuesday night on Palafox down there in historic Pensacola. I believe it's November 27th, if I'm correct. I'm just trying to think of that while I sit here in Studio 51. Here at the Speed 51 offices, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I know Stuart Friesen's going to be there. That's going to be fun. We've got a host of drivers coming. Come on out because it'll be good food, good fun. We'll do a live show for 2 hours and then party all night.
Well, that's going to be my first event. I'm going to be there Tuesday night, and I'm looking forward to it. I told Mark and Jeff today, so I'm really
well,
looking forward to it.
We're going
to
probably interview you then. We're going to put you on the mic. And see how you are not here with, you know, a radio show. We're going to put you on, you know, video and let everybody see who you are.
You're going to get grilled, Robbie.
Bob, I tell you, your page, the Speed 51, it is absolutely incredible. I mean, to go on and y'all, the reporters, the up-to-date, the pay-per-view. I mean, you've got the pay-per-view this weekend or the Snowball Work Derby weekend, 5 days. That's an awesome deal.
Yeah, I mean, and Tim Bryant, kudos to him and the staff down there because they keep a five-day reserve ticket price at $75. What other track in America, it could be a smaller event and it's multiple day like that. You don't see that. So Pat, everybody in the Bryant family and their staff, they keep things affordable for people to come down because they understand, listen, hotels are not, you know, cheap, and driving down, flying down, whatever you do, it costs money. So for $75, that's not bad. And what Tim and I did, you know, as partners in this thing, is we matched the reserve ticket price. We know that there's going to be people that have family obligations, that have work reasons why they can't come down. We see some people come down one year, not be able to come down the next, and come back the year after that. So this is our chance to be able to do a couple of different things. Give the fans that can't come down the chance to still be able to witness it and hopefully make them want to come back again. And also to give the teams and so forth all the extra exposure that they deserve for pouring their hearts out into the Snowball Derby. And I tell you what, this year's race is shaping up to be even better come Sunday, December 2nd.
Well, you know, this year last year started to the tradition of walking the drivers down. Hopefully that's the tradition through the grandstands. And that was absolutely awesome.
Yeah, that was interesting too, because that came out of a conversation with Tim, his wife Pat, and myself in an office, and or might have been at Beef O'Brady's actually, I think, for lunch during one of our annual meetings down there. And I just kind of threw it out there, and think about this: if you're a track promoter, that definitely throws a monkey wrench into the whole situation. It's a lot easier to have a stage there and just have drivers come over the stage. So we had to have buses, and we had to bring people around and have coordinators and make sure everything was right. But it turned out pretty good. And I'll just say this. You're going to see something like that again, but the pre-race ceremonies are shaping up to be pretty special once again for the 51st edition of the Snowball Derby.
Well, one more thing for me, and it was – I was in Mark – and, Jeff, we were blessed enough to be there the day that you unveiled the Speed 51 in the Snowball Derby. How did that feel, Bob, to unroll that? Because I've seen your emotions. You was on the spot then.
51's a special number for me because my dad, who was you know, passed, that was his race car number when I was a kid. I was a little kid when he was racing. And then, you know, we you know, wound up sitting in the grandstands for so many years, and I used 51 and so many things that I did, including this business. And, you know, so when Tim presented that, we love the Snowball Derby. We love Five Flag Speedway. We love the Bryant family and all that staff down there with Steve Stokes and everybody. And for them to do that means a lot because I guess in some shape or form, we've helped the Snowball Derby out a little bit. And, you know, everybody, this is a big thing. Everybody on the staff voted on it because there's some people in the media these days, honestly, that didn't like the fact that they incorporated our crest from our logo in the 51st edition of the Snowball Derby logo. And the media, they got an opinion about everything, and I thought the media was only supposed to actually cover things in terms of journalism, cover facts. But they love to share their opinion a bunch. And what I say to them is that staff down at Five Flag Speedway, they voted on it, and it was unanimous to do it. And it just warmed my heart so much because this race means so much to myself, my family, our staff. That it just felt so good, and we appreciate it wholeheartedly, and we'll be there for as long as everybody from Five Flag Speedway and the Snowball Derby wants us. We'll be there trying to pump up that race more than we ever can, and that's a promise from our standpoint.
Hey Jeff, Bob's talking to you.
What'd you say?
I said, Jeff, Bob is stalking you. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Bob, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule and being on the show tonight. Yeah, Roddy kind of took a question from me about when I did present that to you. How really special was that to you when they presented that to you last year about the Speed 51 logo?
Well, it was just a rush of emotion, honestly, because I didn't expect it. The 51 number means so much to me with my dad and so forth. And, you know, I've been through a lot at the Snowball Derby. You know, I've dedicated a portion of every year that has taken away time from my family. to do whatever we could for the Snowball Derby. And our staff has poured their hearts out into it. And we got a lot of people that just love that race so much. So it was just a rush of emotion. And even Adam Mackey, my co-announcer up there, after I kind of threw it back to him teary-eyed, he couldn't speak. And thankfully, we had Elgin Traylor up there that was able to, you know, keep collected and be able to tell the story even of the 51 number. So it was emotional. I mean, I can't tell you how much I love this race. It just means so much and so many stories. And we're going to have a special podcast coming out next week about some of those stories of the Derby and even, you know, the times that we've had down there. And, you know, I almost died in Victory Lane there when Ricky Turner won because I was so sick. And we needed to complete what we needed to complete for Speed 51 that year. And I collapsed in Victory Lane. And you know, my brother came to me and I said, we still got to tape this interview. And I stood there with Ricky Turner. It's probably like I didn't want to speak to Bob Dillner at that time. And we did the interview, and then they brought me, you know, over to the emergency room, and I argued with them about going to the emergency room, and I was pretty sick for the next week, and it's just things like that just kind of come back, and the time that, you know, Charlie Bradbury, we miss him, and Charlie was a good friend of mine, and Charlie Bradbury won the race in 2001, but a lot of people don't know that he won that race without a single lap of practice on the racetrack, didn't qualify, got a provisional because he was the Blizzard Series champion. He was up in New York at the Waldorf Astoria where I was covering the NASCAR big banquet, and they invited the Touring Series champions up there. We had a blizzard. All the airports were shut down. His dad found, as what Charlie put, a kamikaze pilot to take a chance. They paid him the money. We took off, got sideways on the runway. You know, Charlie, I looked at him, he said, a little loose, huh? And we made it down to the Derby. I think it was like 9 o'clock at night the day before the Derby. They got to that racetrack, started last, went a lap down, made it back, won the race. And I just told this story, and it was the only person that I've ever hugged in Victory Lane in my life that was not a family member. And I just remember that moment to this day, how we looked at each other and went, can you believe this? You won after being stuck in a blizzard the day before in New York City. And it's just those type of stories that just make the Snowball Derby special, as well as all the friends that we've made down there through the years, the staff, just the fans that come out to that kickoff party at Beef O'Brady's on Tuesday night, the fans that have come to the Snowball Derby, you know, for almost all of the 51 years, and the stories that you hear and the parties that are had in the campgrounds. It's just, you know, a lot of people say it's the Daytona 500, and I've had some good times at the Daytona 500, the Indy 500, U.S. Nationals there for NHRA. But the stories and the friends that I've made at the Snowball Derby have been definitely the most important in my life.
Now, with your broadcast this week, it starts off with Beef O'Brady. What all can we expect with the broadcast, and where can we catch everything at?
Well,
and who's
going to
be working with you?
All 5 days of the Snowball Derby available for those that can't make it on a pay-per-view style broadcast. And that includes the Green Flag Pit Party, the Cat Country Green Flag Pit Party on Wednesday, and the race right after that. You know, that's going to be a lot of fun for the pure stocks. And then the next day, every time that late models are on the racetrack, we are going to be live. So you'll see all the practices and then the racing that night, qualifying day on Friday, all the racing that night and practices, the Alan Turner Hyundai Snowflake 100 on Saturday, and, of course, a two-hour pregame show on speed51.com. on Sunday, and then the 300 laps of the Snowball Derby. So you'll be able to see everything. Multiple cameras, a lot of hard work by a lot of people, and people just don't understand how much work goes into that. And Mark Keeler and Tom Ryan, Rob Blount, Brandon Paul, we have a staff of 30 people at the Snowball Derby, and they all, people that I didn't even mention, pour their hearts out. And my son comes down, Blaze, and he's a cameraman now for us, and it's just a big family that comes together for Speed 51, just like the staff at Five Flag Speedway, to put on what they do during that week.
All right, Bob. I want to thank you from all the auto racing fans out there. What you do on Speed 51, like Roddy says, it's just it's a tremendous way to get anything you need to know about what's going on in the racing industry. So, thanks from all the race fans, and we'll see you in Pensacola. And I'm going to turn you over.
Absolutely.
To Mark.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jeff. Hi, Bob. Welcome aboard. It's always great to have you on the show. And, who's stalking who? That'll be the big mystery.
Indeed. nice field of entry for sure.
Great racing minds like to go to the same type of places, that's all.
That's right. We're there for the racing, the beer, and the fun.
It's a tough way to do it, but somebody has to, and we're glad you do. You do it in such a great way. I can't tell you how many times I'm on your website a day. I can go to a lot of different sites, and if I want the information, I know where to go to. And you guys do such a great job of it, and it's an honor to have you on and being able to talk with you about the Derby. You're my favorite race of the year also. If my wife told me I could only have one weekend a year, it would be Derby weekend, Bob.
Yeah, I've always told the family, listen, don't plan anything for the first weekend in December because I'm not going to be around.
Yeah, it's the same with me. I have a calendar up with all the races, and she looks at it and goes, okay, I know where you're going to be. So, it's good to have that family backing, though, and understanding, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, my dad always said a family that races together stays together. So, we have our, immediate family. We have our 51 family. And then, of course, when you go down there, it's kind of like a family, too, a big party with a family atmosphere with everybody. And, you look at those entries this year, and it's just incredible.
Yeah.
More than 50 strong. And, the funny thing is, I think there's only going to be one former winner down there in Pensacola, Florida, and that's Stephen Wallace. So we could see a new winner this year holding the Tom Dawson Trophy over his head on Sunday, December 2nd. So that's really interesting. But if you look at the names and what they've accomplished that are on that entry field, is incredible. And you can see those entries on speed51.com on our Snowball Central presented by Schaefer's Racing Lubricants. It's just incredible. The amount of success from all those drivers.
That's what makes the Derby so special. It's the best of the best, the cream rising to the top. No junk, all first class everywhere you look. Even in the lower divisions, they come and they, it's Derby time and they put on their Sunday best. But to have that, what a way to go out at the end of the season, basically, is to have a race like the Derby. No points to be worried about, no nothing. I mean, it's such a unique event, and it's grown, and you've been a big part of it, you and the Bryants, being able to – you have a unique business partnership, and we're all the better for it, Bob.
No, thank you. I mean, it's definitely a blessing for us just to be part of it, for sure. It takes a lot. A lot from all different aspects to do that. And honestly, the staff there, they just work tirelessly throughout the year to be able to do this. And we come in and we just try to help with whatever we can. We have a little bit of, part in the whole thing, and we're just proud to do that. You talk about, like you said, racers all over the place. Look at Colt James. Colt James coming back, out of retirement to go after another victory in the Pro Late Models. That's going to be a lot of fun. Logan Boyette, is going to be running the Derby, but he's running the truck down there as well. And there's just, so many stories in all the divisions. And one of my favorite parts of the Snowball Derby week for years, and unfortunately it's not going to happen this year, is Steve Buttrick. He was the man in the sportsman division for so many years. won so many races, championships down there, Snowball Derby, and we would sit out. You know, I have a camping spot there, and all the teams would pull in, and I'd get up, you know, about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'd walk out there, find Steve Buttrick, and he would have his coffee, and, you know, I would have, you know, whatever, hot chocolate or something, and we would sit out there and just talk racing and talk life. And Steve is one of my heroes with what he was able to do with what he had. And unfortunately, he had a bad wreck, and it's since retired. And he, you know, still loves the Snowball Derby and everything about it. But, you know, those are the times that you cherish, those conversations and those things that happen around the Snowball Derby.
Well, the people you meet, the people you associate with, everybody's there for the same reason. And you meet a few characters. Let's face it, you know, racing has some good characters in it. So the atmosphere for the Derby is what it was probably like, 20 or so better years when, you know, with the Cup Series. And now it's a condensed version of it in one weekend. And how can it get much better? And I don't know how they can handle all the people in that small, small facility.
I have always told, Tim, I said, let's build some more grandstands. Let's get some more people. And unfortunately, he doesn't own the land very far, a little bit outside of the backstretch, but then it's another family that owns some more behind there. And, you know, they just haven't sold it yet. That's the only way to make it bigger, to tell you the truth. But, the facility there is great. It's conducive to some great racing. Well, hey, that's a good problem to have. And honestly, the Bryants and everybody down there have done their job to be able to make those people want to come year after year. And it started, honestly, way before them with several different promoters as well. A lot of people did a lot of good things to make the Snowball Derby what it is today. And the Bryants carry on that tradition. And we hope for a long, long time.
Yeah, we do too. I mean, it wouldn't be the first weekend in December without the Derby. And I have to admit, I was listening to a podcast on Speed 51 a couple of weeks ago, and I heard talk of a little donut shop not far from you guys called OMG. Well, we tried them during the World Finals. We got to go back. I'm telling you, they're fantastic.
Dude, that is so awesome that you listened to the podcast and went to OMG Donuts. That is awesome. It is one of my favorite donut places in the world. I say second only to Rise and Roll Bakery in Shipshawana, Indiana. If you ever get out there, if any of your listeners get out there, you've got to go. It's an Amish bakery, and it's awesome in that little town in Indiana, Shipshawana.
I'm a Hoosier, Bob, right now. So, yeah, I've been there. I know what you're talking about. And, yeah, you know, the first bite of the OMG is, well, you know, this is good. That second one, you know, you got something special.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell you, the Rise and Roll Bakery, though, I will tell you that the funny thing is, you know, they were so good that somebody, they got that powdered, you know, sugar on top, cinnamon caramel, and somebody said they were crack donuts, right? And I'm like, easy donuts. But one person I know actually thought that was their name. And then went up to the register, and they said, "What do you like, sir?" And they said, "Can I have a crack donut?" And they literally, you eat cinnamon caramel? And I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, I can't believe that you did that." So it's interesting. When you get to travel like we do, you get to definitely taste some good donuts, good steaks, good Italian, good all sorts of food around the country.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nothing better than traveling for that, so. Well, hey, Bob, we're going to turn you over to Rowdy and let you finish up. But thank you so much. We'll see you in a couple weeks at the Derby. We'll probably come and crash the compound and bug you guys a little bit.
Come on, bring it. We'll have some fun for sure. Make sure you look for the Christmas lights. We always have the Christmas lights up at the Snowball Derby.
We sure will. And don't be too bad on Rowdy at Beef O'Brady's on the preview show. So, but get him on there.
Oh.
He deserves to be. I know he'll be a great guest for you.
Bickle's there. We're gonna have him have some fun at the bar. Let's just say that.
You got good. Rowdy, take her away. Thanks, Bob.
Appreciate it, Mark. I appreciate it. Hey, I'm looking forward to it, Bob. Hey, tonight, I knew tonight was going to be a great show, and it's everything, and plus a box of Cracker Jacks. Bob, I appreciate you coming and spending some Monday night with us. It's always great to see you. Tell everybody where we can follow you on social media and the way up there.
Well, I'm pretty private on Facebook and Instagram, but you can find me on Twitter. I love to have some fun, stirred up some trouble, backing up Kevin Harvick this past week when people were bashing him. And he's got the right to concentrate on the job at hand, but at Bob Dillner on Twitter, two L's. And come on, let's have some fun. Let's talk some racing. I don't want to talk any BS. I just want to talk some good short track racing.
I'm telling you, and you know, we're just fortunate to be able to go to different tracks and be part of it. It's a wonderful life, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, hey, every job is a job. So there's, you know, mountains, there's pitfalls, there's all sorts of things. But there's,
exactly.
You know, like I tell my guys at speed51.com, you know, it's a heck of a lot better than digging ditches. We have a lot of fun at what we do.
Looking forward to stalking you down in Pensacola.
Hey, we'll see you down there at the kickoff party. Beef O'Brady's Tuesday night, buddy.
See you there. Thanks, Bob.
You got it.
Bye, Bob. Thank you.
All right, guys. Not a bad way to start the night, huh?
You know what? I was revved up before we started with Bob. Now I'm even more revved up. He just has that way of doing it to you, doesn't he?
Hey, and you know, listen, if you don't catch the whole, this is on your archives. You can go back on the page and listen to it again. I can't wait to listen to it again. That's pretty awesome.
I do enjoy listening to our show, some more than others, Rowdy, but yeah, this will be a good one to sit back and relax and have a cup of coffee and listen to it.
Well, at 6:50, we got Tim calling in, so looking forward for Tim at Five Flags. Gotta tell us what he's got going on.
Snowball Derby is the accumulation of short track racing for the season. Not every team gets a chance to go and do it, but a lot of them do. We have people coming from Washington State and California to race in the Derby. We have people coming from the Midwest, the Northeast, Southeast, West, Texas. The gambit is really, when you look at the entry list and where they're coming from, Canada. But we go to so many good races during the season. And as, you know, I was listening to Bob talk about the history and all that's going on. I was having flashes of ARCA Midwest Tour races and ARCA CRE races that we attended this year and ARCA races on top of that. And how lucky we are to see such phenomenal events. I mean, we saw some excellent, good racing this year. And, darn rainouts hit us. We've had weather problems, but for the most part, we saw some really good racing, Rowdy.
Yeah, we did. I tell you, I got a different outlook on them boys now. I had never been to an event, and they put on a heck of a show.
Well, I don't know if we can compare the Dirt Finals and the Derby. They're such different events and different situations.
Exactly.
But they're both really, really big events. And ones, if you're a short track fan, I don't care if you're an asphalt fan or a dirt fan, either one of them, you're going to have your fill of racing over a 3 to 5 day period of time. And you can't ask for much more than that. And at an affordable price, like, you know, Bob said, you know, 5 days, $75. Holy cow. That's 5 days of racing for $75, ladies and gentlemen. How can you beat that?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. I read that yesterday. And, Mark,
I may be wrong.
3 days I was there. The only time they let up during the day was just to let people across to get in and out and you had only so long, and then they throw gate down, and they went back running around that track.
Yeah.
So there's plenty
of there is a lot of downtime. There is a lot. If one division isn't practicing, another one is. Qualifying is so tight for both races, Saturday and Sunday, that you know, thousands of a second make the difference. So we anxiously watch practice. We, you know, it's just amazing what those teams go through and do to their race cars in the short amount of time that they're doing it, Rowdy. I know Jeff and I have been going for years, and it just fascinates us still to watch them work on those cars, change out springs, change out shocks, change out gears, change out this, change out that. And after that little venture we had at the Venturini Motorsports, you know, it's even more, makes you even, you know, realize more what's going on. So I'm looking forward to the Derby. We get to do and see things that normally, because of the time restraints we have, we don't normally get to see. And we're looking forward to seeing our old friends, making new ones, and having the terrible trio back together again.
Yeah. Well, hey, no better place to do it than at Five Flags in Pensacola.
Well, you know what? We're going to be tailgating. Look for us in the parking lot, folks. Look for the VW with all the VW camper van with all the stickers on it, and you'll know it's us. Come by, say hello. We'll be more than willing to sit and chat with you. We might even offer you a hot dog or a hamburger, because we will be grilling out for ourselves too. So we're looking forward to it. It's the last big one of the year. We got to go until February when we head down to Daytona for the ARCA start of the season. So yeah, we got to get our fill in that short amount of time, or we really go nuts during the winter.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the last good fix, I guess, that I get before Daytona. I would really like to go cover the 24 hours. I hadn't ruled that out yet. So. I'm telling you, I think
that
off
weekend I may be in Georgia for speed stuff with the short lap, the late miles down there that weekend, Rowdy.
Well, if I don't go there, then I'll be with you. Because, I mean,
okay,
we talked about
we'll
also.
We'll work out the details.
I may
end up with you. Who knows?
I have been wanting to go to that event, Mark. That's after you mention it, you look on their page, that's a pretty crazy weekend right there, racing.
Well, Rowdy, we've been lucky. I've been lucky. I've hit the majority of the big tracks and races. I've been to Daytona. I've been to Indianapolis. I've been to numerous cup races, Xfinity races, and truck races. I've been to Eldora for the truck race, the inaugural truck race, and not everybody can say that.
No.
So I don't have a lot of bucket list races left to go in, but two of the races I would like to attend are both 24-hour races, and Daytona is definitely one of them. The other one would be in France for the 24 hours of Le Mans. Just the layout and the way it's run and just the whole situation, I think, would just really be cool.
I'd just like to wake up at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, see some racing going on, and that's what would be so awesome about going to the 24 hours, is be able to take a nap and wake up and they're still racing. Yeah.
I mean, if you're a race fan, how could you not like that or want to go and do that, Rowdy? And you and I think a lot alike like that. I'm the same way. Get up,
well,
watch,
you know,
an hour or two, go take a nap, get up, watch an hour or two, or just stay up. But
I'm not much on taking naps, but you have to take one within 24 hours. You need to take one for 24 hours.
You do. I can't do that anymore. When I was younger, maybe, but age is taking its toll on us, huh, my friend?
Well, hey, we're still at the track, and we're not on electric scooters, so.
Thinks we're stalking them. We can't get any better than that.
Well, listen, and I, like I said, my daddy always told me I am who I run with. So hanging out with him ain't a bad thing to do.
No, it's not. And you know what a great night to get Bob and Dillner and Tim Bryan on in the same evening and talk about the Snowball Derby. Tim Bryant has taken it to a somewhat, it was always a big event because it was the end of the year, but he's taken to it to another level. It's a happening. It is a real happening. Wouldn't you agree?
It's an event. A happening.
Yeah. There is one problem with going to the Snowball Derby is you have to go back.
That's
isn't enough. Once you get a taste, that's it. You're in trouble.
And that is the truth, Mark, because, you know, when you took me down there 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it was I'm hooked right here. I don't know how I missed that. Well, I know how I missed it. I was making a living.
Well, you're at a different point in your life, Mike, and you hooked up with a couple of late model fanatics and Jeff and I, and we showed you another side of racing that you weren't as familiar with and now are, and I'm for one, I'm glad I got you addicted.
Well, yeah, it's a big event when you have that many cars for so many spots, and they're coming from all over the country. I mean, it's the Super Bowl of late model short track racing, and it's at the end of the year.
World Cup,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it, the Masters.
It's the granddaddy of it.
It is. I mean, and, you know, look at some of the names who have won it, including the, you know, Darrell Waltrip. So it's a special, special event.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank Bob for stopping by, Dylan, stopping by tonight. Because, you guys, y'all know how busy he is.
Well, he was still in the office, and I'm not surprised at that at all. So
that's right. Well, that's where it all happens at.
I'm on speed 51 minimal 3 or 4 times a day, minimal. And it's usually a lot more than that, especially this time of year when I'm looking for information on the Derby. Or I'm looking for information for the show. There's a lot of times we get tidbits off of Speed 51 that we don't get until later from other websites.
Exactly.
ARCA is our main priority, but they only run 20 races a year, and you know what? There's a lot of racing going on besides those 20 weeks, and we like to fill those other spots up, and boy, we're doing a pretty good job of it, Rowdy.
Yeah, Mark. Y'all been able to, because of your location, it's been actually does a great job for us, you know.
It's my pleasure.
You're kind of centrally located where a man needs a summer home to stay.
Well, you know, Ann's always said that the guest room's ready for you whenever you want to use it, and that's always going to be true, Rowdy. It's here, it's ready, it's waiting. You just have to deal with Bailey.
Well, I think we can get along.
I know you get along. She wouldn't leave you alone.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
So, no, we're looking forward to getting you up and exposing you to Wisconsin. You need to be exposed to Wisconsin. The racing is just too good up there for you to miss out on, Rowdy.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, Y'all stayed in Wisconsin a lot, a whole lot this year.
Well, we'll get you up to Madison, hopefully.
All right. Hey, Mark.
Speedway, possibly.
That sounds like a great thing, but listen, let's get our next guest on where you took me a couple
yeah.
years back and got me addicted to racing down at the Snowball Derby. And I'm absolutely delighted to have Tim Bryant on the Rowdy Maglite show tonight. And welcome to the show, Tim.
Hey, good evening, guys. My pleasure.
Tim, I know you're busy, man, but I'm so looking forward to coming down and being part of what you got going on, a special weekend you got coming on Snowball Derby.
Well, you know, when the month of November rolls around, it seems like the clock goes to ticking a little bit faster for us. We're feverishly making preparations and, looking forward to hopefully a big weekend coming up in a couple of weekends. Our entry list is looking pretty strong, and a lot of the support division entries are starting to roll in now. So we're excited, and actually it all kind of kicks off this week. On Thursday night, we're having our annual Miss Snowball Derby pageant. So that's the first bit of Snowball Derby news that we have coming down the pipeline. And then, of course, this Saturday is the Snowball Derby preview. Annually, 2 weeks prior to the event, we have an open test all day long and practice with all the divisions that are a part of the Snowball Derby weekend. So we got that coming up this Saturday. So yeah, we're in high gear already, guys.
Mark, you're live with Tim Bryant.
Thanks, Rowdy. Tim, you know what? We'd always like to have you on closer to the Derby itself and talk about it, but you're so darn busy. You've got so much going on. It's hard, and it's hard to believe we're only 2 weeks away.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we finished our regular season here at Five Flags on Saturday night, September 22nd. We had a big late model doubleheader, a 100-lap pro late model race, and those are the cars that will race in the Alan Turner Snowflake 100 the night before the Snowball Derby. And then the Southern Super Series Super Late Model event, part of our Blizzard Series, of course, is the Snowball Derby cars. We had both those races on September 22nd, strong fields of cars in both of those races. And it seems like just yesterday that took place. But, you know, a lot of good short track racing has gone on since then around the country. I heard you guys mention in Madison and, thinking about La Crosse up there where they had the Oktoberfest. That's a race that's on my bucket list. I've been able to be at the Winchester 400 a couple of years ago. That's a great event. The All-American 400, of course, battled weather. They had the Governor's Cup in New Smyrna Beach yesterday. And, of course, it all kind of leads to the Snowball weekend.
Well, you have to have warm-up races for the Derby, Tim, and no racing is not good. So, no, you just listed off a whole bunch. I was at Winchester. I was at La Crosse. And not to take away from the Derby, but next year we're really looking forward to coming down and seeing the ARCA race. I'm so happy that you guys were able to work out a deal with ARCA.
Well, we're really excited about that. We've become well acquainted with Ron Drager and a lot of the ARCA officials. And I'm not sure if you know or not, but we're actually teaming up with Bob Sargent from Track Enterprises on that event scheduled for March 9th here at Five Flags. And, of course, Bob has a ton of experience promoting ARCA races. So we're hoping between the three of us we can put on a heck of an event. We're really excited about it.
Well, when you get that many good short track people together, something good's got to come out of it, Tim. And I think you're going to have a wonderful show. And you're going to have a wonderful show in a couple of weeks, more than a wonderful show. It's such an event. Even your the Snowball Derby has turned into quite the event and part of the situation. And you guys just get better and better with it every year. I don't know how you do it.
Well, I mean, we take a lot of pride in the event. We've got a group of people that work really hard on on trying to make sure everything is orchestrated properly, and a lot of moving pieces, and our property hasn't gotten any bigger over the years, but a lot of things have. For example, the tow rigs are now four times the size they were when this race started in 1968, so that makes it a little tricky just getting people in and out. And but you know, we manage the best we can, and you know, guys are usually very cooperative in making it all happen. So it's a lot of fun. There's always a lot of electricity in the air. We've got a, you know, kicking it off with a green flag party on Wednesday night of Snowball Derby week. That's November 28th, and that kind of sets the tone for what's going to happen over the next 4 days of racing.
Well, we're lucky this year, Tim, that Rowdy's going to be able to be in town, and he's going to cover the Tuesday night pre-race show at Beef O'Brady's, and he's going to be there Wednesday through the rest of the weekend. So we'll show up early Thursday morning, and we'll be running. We'll be on our feet and running, even though we've driven all night from Chicago. So we're looking forward to it. It's worth the drive.
Man, it'll be great to have you guys. I mean, we try to show some good Southern hospitality to all our Northern friends. And, you know, it's, we always tell folks, it's always not a great experience for everybody, but you know, that's our goal when we set out to the Snowball Derby weekend, to make it a good experience for 100% of the people. And of course we can't ever achieve that goal, but we try pretty darn hard to get close to it.
Well, I like to tell people there's one problem with going to the Snowball Derby is you have to go back, and this will be my 11th Derby, ninth in a row, and it's on my calendar every year. We book our room in January to make sure we're set, and we can hardly wait to get there.
Well, we got a stellar field of entries. Of course, you know, following up last year's race with Kyle Busch as the winner was going to be extremely tough. We don't have any superstars, if you would, from the Cup Series entered in this year's race. We do got a few new entries. Timothy Peters coming from the Truck Series for one, and we're really hoping hard that Rich Bickle will get back for this year's race. And but you know, in all reality, we have the superstars of short track racing, and that's what this race is really about.
Oh, it is. It always has been, and hopefully it always will be. And short track racing needs an event like the Derby. And maybe someday you'll be able to get that backstretch property, and you'll be able to expand a little bit.
Well, I don't know. We don't want to get bigger than we're able to manage. But, you know, that said, man, we're really fortunate that we've had, you know, just people like yourself that have been so supportive of this event and come back year after year. And a lot of folks travel a long ways. And, of course, a couple of years, you know, we had a rain delay for a couple of days, and a lot of folks went home without seeing a race. But they came back the next year, and, I mean, that was kind of the ultimate compliment. So, you know, we're hoping that we'll have Chamber of Commerce weather for everyone, and we're, you know, we got the paint brushes out, and we're going to try to spin
yep.
The Snowball every weekend.
Do you have Darlington Dan, the jet fryer, coming down again this year?
Hey, we've established an affection for Darlington Dan and jet dryer on site. We never had to crank it up a single time, and that was the best insurance policy we could have bought.
Exactly.
Oh, he's a great guy. He really enjoys the Derby. It was an experience for him, he said, too. So we had a pleasure meeting him, and he's just another part of going to the Derby is the people you meet, Tim, and a lot of it's your staff. The pit crew or the pit gate guys, they know us. They know us well, and it's always good to see them every year after year, and we're looking forward to seeing you all in a couple of weeks.
Well, once again, we look forward to having you guys down, and we do our try to make folks feel welcome when they come to Five Flag Speedway.
Well, you surely are great with that Southern hospitality, and Let us know if you make it up to La Crosse for Oktoberfest. We'll make sure we run into you up there.
Well, I tell you what, I told Greg McCarns I stopped just short of a promise because this is a brutal business sometimes. You don't know about schedules, but next year is the 50th Oktoberfest, and I told him that we were going to do our absolute best to be there to share it with him.
Greg's a great guy, great promoter, just like you are. We need more people like the McCarnses and the Bryants. So thanks so much for being on the show tonight. We look forward to seeing you, Tim. Take good care. We're looking forward to any new things you have and surprises for us, and I'm going to turn you over to Rowdy.
All right. Look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Take it away, Rowdy.
Rowdy, I'm back.
Thanks. All right. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Tim. How are you doing?
Good, Jeff. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Hey, it's the 51st year. You had the 50th last year. You guys did a tremendous job. You had a few surprises. Any new surprises we could expect for this year?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we're always going to have some surprises. Some of them are pre-planned and some of them aren't. So you know how that works out. But it is the 51st running, and, you know, it allowed us to kind of throw a extra thank you out to our friends at speed51.com. Bob Dillner and his crew has done a great job, you know, over the last decade or so, helping make the snowball what it is. So it just seemed like a natural fit this year. We actually even incorporated their logo into the 51st Snowball Derby logo. So, you know, but there's going to be a lot of fun things planned, and we look forward to having folks down to see what they are.
Yeah, me, Roddy, and Mark were there last year when you unveiled the logo for this year. You had Bob Dillner on the stage, and he kind of got choked up and teared when you did that. You guys ever talk about that?
You know, we really haven't revisited that. I stood there next to Bob and really didn't even realize that he got emotional until some of his guys told me later. And then...
I can't hear him.
I can't hear him.
Maybe you lost him.
No, I hadn't. Yeah, we lost him. Yeah, he might have been in a little...
They have some weather down there too.
Yeah. Well, hey,
Jeff, I'm sorry. I thought I didn't know you were there. I apologize, buddy.
No, that's fine. We'll talk about it later.
I didn't know.
Hey, here we go.
Well, I knew
here
you had
go.
To cut off for a bit, so all sorry
right,
about that.
All right, we're. I think we're back, Tim. We lost you there just a few minutes there.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm driving in a Florida rainstorm, but we always order these things in early November so we can get them out of the way.
that's exactly right. Thank you. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Tim, can you kind of run down the schedule for the week for this year and what we can expect?
Earlier at the downtown Pensacola, which we've got a completely revitalized downtown area, and we're anxious to get folks down there. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So Tracy Goodson, who's a former racer and a car owner, has the Beef O'Brady's stores in Pensacola area. They're sports bars, and he opens that up for us for the kickoff party on Tuesday night. Going to be a little different format this year. That'll be streamed live on speed51.com, by the way. And the folks are going to just be milling around with their cameras and interviewing fans and some drivers, of course, crew members, anybody and everybody that's in town for the race, just in the restaurant that night. So Wednesday night, we actually started last year with our race program. We're running our local Pure Stock division on Wednesday night. We also have the the qualifying draw where we'll bring all the drivers into the fan zone area and they'll draw their qualifying positions. We have a lot of fun with that. And then we have what we call a green flag party. We're going to have a gigantic screen inside the fan zone tent, playing music videos, and we're going to be giving away a lot of prizes. And it's a real casual atmosphere. Of course, on Thursday, things start getting serious. We practice late models, both pro and supers, all day long. We run the outlaw stock and sportsman division on Thursday night. We come back on Friday. We're running a 75-lap modified of Mayhem Championship race. And, of course, that follows the 6 p.m. Snowball Derby pole position qualifying session. And that, we always say, is the most dramatic qualifying session in motorsports, maybe next to the Indy 500, as we'll lock in 30 cars on Friday night. Then on Saturday, the Allen Turner Snowflake 100. It's become a huge pro late model event. Is what we call them in the South. Of course, we're talking about the crate cars. And that happens at 7 o'clock on Saturday night, followed by our pro truck class. We'll run a 50-lapper. Then on Sunday, I mean, it's all about the Snowball Derby. We'll grid the cars at noon. We'll start our pre-race festivities thereafter, our class photo, which has become a big deal for us on stage on the front stretch. We'll be at 12:30, and, of course, that kicks everything off. We'll do driver introductions at 1:15 and wave the green flag for what will be the 51st run of the Snowball Derby at 2 p.m. on Sunday, December 2nd.
All right, Tim, I just wanted to say thank you. You got for what you guys do down there. You guys do an awesome job for a prestigious race at the end of the year. Look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, and hope to see you, and I'm going to turn you back over to Roddy.
All right, Jeff, nice talking with you.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Tim, where can they follow you? How do they keep up with the Five Flags Speedway and up to minute?
Well, of course, snowballderby.com is where all the information can be found. Actually, there's two good locations for Snowball Derby information. It's snowballderby.com. You can click right on Snowball Derby. It has, you know, the entire schedule for the week, ticket information, lodging, virtually anything you'd want to know about the race. For the competitors, there's a news story on our website called Things I Need to Know, and it's listed by division what a guy needs to do from the time he drives down Pine Forest Road and pulls in the gate at the Speedway for the respective divisions. Also, speed51.com goes blue this time of year, and it's all about the Snowball Derby. Of course, they're covering some other great short track events still ongoing as well. But there's a box at speed51.com called Snowball Central, and it, too, is just loaded with information about the Snowball Derby weekend.
Tim, man, we appreciate you being part of the show tonight. We've had Bob Dillner with Speed 51 and Tim Bright with Five Flags Speedway. I mean, I just don't see how you can get it. The only way it can get any better will be being at the Five Flags on Derby weekend. Thanks, Tim, a lot for being, and we appreciate being part of the show tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
It's my honor. It'll always be good to have you guys down.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, Tim.
Look forward to seeing
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, guys. Hey, Mark.
Roddy.
I'm just glad he called back. I kind of felt like it might have been a sale problem there. I'm just glad he called us back. And
well, you know what? Like he said, they are having some weather down there, and I wasn't surprised. I was a little concerned about that, but you know what? I'm watching the Weather Channel from up north, and what's going on down south doesn't necessarily the same thing. So, yeah, they looked like they were having a little weather down there, and that's better have it now than in a couple of weeks.
Exactly. I say, of course, I've been dealing with it here, Mark. Today's been absolutely a bad day for anybody to be outside.
It's I think it's the same system, Rowdy, and believe it or not, it's actually affecting us up here. You get a little snow too, Jeff, in cold weather?
Let me get the mic back on.
No, no snow, just cold weather.
Yeah, we've been having flurries all afternoon and this evening, so nothing's sticking, but it's enough you can see it floating in the air.
Well, guys, I mean, I said it when I was telling Tim. I mean, tonight we've had Bob Dillner with Speed 51 and Tim Bryant with Five Flag Speedway. I'm ready to go racing.
And we still have 2 weeks to go, Rowdy.
I know. You know,
and no racing.
You know,
2 weeks and no racing still.
We have to put them on 2 weeks before because they're so busy of Derby Week.
It's incredible. Well, Tim does a TV show. And he's busy doing other promotional events for the race. Bob is just busy, period, with Speed 51, let alone what their Speed 51 does for the Derby. It's incredible. And, you know, and look at us. We're going to be busy running our butts off when we're there. A lot of ARCA drivers and ARCA people are going to be there, and we're going to be seeing them all. And we're trying to set up things for the near future on the show. So, yeah, it's always something. It isn't just going and watching the races anymore, is it, guys?
No, it's still fun, though, guys. You know, when you
if it
say,
wasn't
it's
fun,
like
we
Tim.
Wouldn't do it.
Right.
Like you say, Mark, a bad day at the races is better than a good day at work.
Yep. I'm going to have that on my gravestone, guys. Mark's motto.
Yeah.
You know what? This is the one show because you know I'm so into the Derby. This show is just so great. It doesn't get much better. Nobody else has got Bob Dillner and Tim Bryan on at the same night. I guarantee you that.
Well, guys, this is back again. We're fortunate. I tell you, I was kind of thinking back a while ago. Tim and Bob, I've probably seen more this year than a lot of us going to the racetrack. Seemed like every track that I mean, when he showed up at Kansas, him and Bob Sargent, I just didn't get it. I should have been able to figure that out with him in the driver's meeting as they were going to Pensacola. And I'm so glad ARCA's going to Pensacola and y'all know with Track Enterprises, it's always a great event.
It's a good facility. It has the pit stalls. It has the room. Whatever else they decide to run that weekend with ARCA, if they do, or if they run ARCA all alone, to be determined. We'll find out. But we know they're going there, and we're going to be there to cover it.
Well, I'm looking forward to Derby weekend starting to, kicking the door down at Beef O'Brady's. Come on back.
Whoo, Rowdy. I'm jealous. A little jealous, Rowdy. But you know what? I'm just glad the show's being covered, and Bob's going to get you on his show, and I'll be watching here on the internet and enjoying it, Rowdy. So, we're looking forward to seeing you.
Well, hey, guys, you know, it's been fun. I'm going to throw it over to Jeff. Jeff, how you want to end this night? I mean, if I had a stick of dynamite, I'd be fixing to light it because it was a wham-bammer.
Oh, like you said, Roddy, it was a great show. Bob Dillner, Tim Bryant, all in one night. Like Mark says, who's got them on both the same night? Another great show. Too bad there's no races to get to. You know, I'm kind of amped up and ready to go, but we have nothing to go to until we get to Pensacola now. So I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to just rest because we're going to be busy down there.
Yeah, we got to get these legs in shape.
I'm getting my My legs are in shape.
Yeah,
I got rabbit legs.
You are, Jeff. You're a lot better shape than Rowdy and I, but we managed to get around. But I may do a little investigative work and see if we can come up with some kind of mode of transportation for us that weekend, at least for a couple of the days. We'll see.
Legal golf cart.
Hey, you know what? 4-passenger, all our equipment, it'd work well.
Yeah.
We know some people.
And we know some people.
Until next Monday.
Okay. Mark?
Rowdy, is it over already? Jeez.
Man,
what a night. Well, we got the scoop on the Derby. We got the scoop on Speed 51, Mr. Dillner and Mr. Bryant. Thank you for taking the time out this weekend and talking with us, and looking forward to being there in a couple of weeks. And we'll have a show again next week, and we'll have plenty to talk about then, and we're working on that already. And good luck to those folks out in California dealing with the wildfires. It's a pretty crazy situation out there, and I hope all can work out well for them, Rowdy. And until next week, we'll see you.
Well, Mark and Jeff, Bob said look for the Christmas tree lights. He ain't met the light yet, has he?
Light is shining bright. We're going to show him that light at the Derby, Bobby.
That's right. All right, guys. Hey, I appreciate it, man. It's awesome.
Hey, Rowdy, we're out of here, buddy.
Next week.
Till next Monday night. Hey, guys, I'm serious. If I had dynamite, I'd set it off because we loaded those tonight. I could win in there and call Diana. Tonight, we shanked it down and lit it up.
I found a love for me, darling, just dive right in, follow my lead. Found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. My dream.